word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Consider His Word, and thanks for listening to our program today. We're continuing our study in the book of Ephesians, and in fact, today will be the last Bible study in the book of Ephesians. And then next week, we're moving on to Philippians. Now, this message is part of a bigger series. We've been looking at the letters that Paul wrote to the churches. Paul went out throughout the region of Asia, starting churches from city to city. In fact, the Bible says in Acts 16, "And as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep that were ordained of the apostles and elders who were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily." So Paul was starting these churches, not by himself. He had help. There were others for a while. Barnabas traveled with him, and Silas, and even Luke traveled with him for a while. Yeah, there are others that helped. But later, Paul wrote back to these churches, and this is especially what we're studying, is what Paul wrote to these churches. So we looked at the churches at the region of Galatia, and now we're in the book of Ephesians, and what Paul had to say to them. And he had some very encouraging words for them, had some things that he really wanted them to know, and some things that he was speaking to them about and encouraging them about. And he really wanted to help them. Now, in some cases, the churches had some controversies going on. And in fact, there were some false doctrines in some of them, and Paul had to write and straighten these out, and he did that. But he also wrote to encourage them and to teach them and to help them. And certainly we can gain from these today as we consider God's Word. I encourage you today especially to join us in Ephesians chapter 6. This is going to be an important Bible study today. It's going to be important for you and for your walk with the Lord. And so I hope you'll join us as we consider His Word today. While you're doing that, I want to remind you about our little prayer journals. We're still sending these out. In fact, we're beginning to get low, and so you need to get yours while you can. Now, these are absolutely free. We're not charging anything. You don't need to put any offering in. God blesses this ministry, and it's covered for now. So don't worry about that. Just simply write to us. Let us know where you're hearing the broadcast today. And just say, "Send me a prayer journal," and we'll get one of these out to you just as quick as we can. Now, there's three ways you can get them. Fastest way is just simply send me an email at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or you can go to the website at considerhisword.org. There is a contact list. And by the way, you can hear all of the programs in this series if you go to the website. They're all there. Or you can just write to me directly at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. And give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, Clewiston is our mailing address. We're 40 miles from Clewiston. This ministry comes to you from the Big Cypress Seminole Indian Reservation. We have a ministry here and have a church here, and God just continues to bless us. So we're a long ways from Clewiston, but that's where we get our mail. Now let's get to Ephesians 6. I'm excited about this Bible study today, and I hope you'll stay with us and join with us and really think through and consider what God is saying to you today. I want to begin reading in verse 10, and we'll kind of put this all into perspective as we get done. He said, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." In this passage of Scripture, I call it walking in victory. One of our key words in Ephesians was walking. And he talked to us about walking in unity, walking in the light, walking in love, walking in purity, all of these things. Last week, we looked at walking in harmony with each other. And so today we're looking at walking in victory. Listen, you can have victory over the devil. You don't have to be subject to him. You don't have to listen to him. You don't have to do what he says. You can be equipped. We call it spiritual warfare. Are you prepared to do spiritual warfare? And Paul is encouraging these people, and he says, "I want you to stand strong." He said, "Finally, brethren, stand strong and be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." So how do we be strong in the Lord? You know, sometimes I hear people say, "Oh, I'm just not strong. I'm just too weak." Well, you can be strong, and God encourages you to be strong. You be strong by trusting him, simply believing him. The Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to please him. And so it begins by simply trusting him and living in his strength and living in his power. And then he tells us to do something very unusual. He said to put on the whole armor of God. He reminded us that our battle is not against the world. It's not against each other. Although today the devil seems to be pitting us against each other and dividing us in ways that I have never seen before in my lifetime. And it's sad. And it's the devil we ought to be attacking and going after, and not each other. Because I'll tell you what, people are falling for his lies, and they're falling what the Bible calls here his wiles. He said we ought to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. This is his craftiness and his sneakiness. It reminds us that it's not against the powers and the rulers of darkness. He said our battle is against Satan himself. Let me read it, verse 12. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And he tells us to take on the whole armor of God. Now, how do you put on the armor of God? And he goes through and gives us all these things. We're going to go through them quickly. I don't want to spend too much time on them. But how do you get on the armor of God? How do you put it on? I heard a preacher once say that when he gets up in the morning, that he prays on the armor of God. I don't believe that's how you get it at all. I don't believe that's how you put it on. I believe you put on the armor of God by doing all of the things that he says here, by doing all of the principles that he writes to us about. Now let's look at them, take them one at a time. He said in verse 14, well, let's back up to verse 13. "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth." Now this would be like a belt, your loins girt about like a belt of truth. This is where you've got to stand on the truth, not following the lies of Satan, not following the lies of the world, but following the word of God and what God says is true. He says, having on the breastplate of righteousness. Well, how do you get righteousness? You live close to God. It begins by receiving Christ as your Savior. He gives us his righteousness. But I believe it also involves living a righteous life and doing the best you can to live right, not in sin, not in disobedience, not in unfaithfulness, but living righteously, walking close to God. He said, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Notice he said with the preparation of the gospel. Are you ready to give somebody the gospel? Are you prepared to give somebody the gospel? And I don't mean just carrying some tracts around in your pocket. Now, if that's what you need to do, go for it. Do that. But can you lead someone to the Lord? Can you tell somebody how they can be saved? Are you prepared to do battle and to give the gospel to those that ask? He said that we ought to, above all, taking the shield of faith. How do we have that? We just believe. The shield of faith is trusting God. Remember Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. And so just trust him. And then he said we ought to have then the shield of faith. He said take on the helmet of salvation. How do you take on the helmet of salvation? You receive Christ as your Savior. And then the only weapon in our hand is the sword of the Spirit, he said, which is the Word of God. And I'll tell you what, when somebody has a weapon, they practice with that weapon, they learn that weapon. I know sometimes in the military, they teach them to take a weapon apart and put it back together in the dark. Are you equipped with the weapon, the sword, the Word of God? Do you study it? Do you practice it? Are you prepared with the sword, the Word of God? Now, it's interesting to me that Paul tells us to put on the armor of God, to get all of these things together and put them on. He says, now get ready and do all of these things. And then in verse 18, he tells us to pray. So get dressed, get in the armor of God, and pray. This is where we do battle with the devil. It's not in the bar rooms. It's not in the world. It's in our prayer life. This is where we do battle. And I'm convinced that we live in a world of such weak Christians and weak believers because they don't pray. They don't study the Word, and they're not trusting God in prayer and praying every day. So many promises we have in prayer. So much encouragement in the Word of God. We have to pray. Remember Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. He tells them not only to pray, but he says to watch. Watching. So what do we watch for? Well, I think first of all, we watch for Satan himself. We watch for those attacks that may come. And oh, sometimes they're so subtle. And oh, sometimes he's so wily and so sneaky. He's such a liar that sometimes it's hard to tell. But if you're living in the Word of God and you have on the armor of God, you'll see through those lies. And you'll see when they come up. And so watch for him. But I believe it's also watching out for each other and watching out for your own life, guarding your spirit, the Bible says, and taking care of your own self. I hope you're walking with the Lord today. You know, our time is gone. I appreciate you listening. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His Word will give you hope so you can face another day. His Word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His Word will give you joy. His Word will grow your faith. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. His Word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word.
Consider His Word.